Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Cause Doug loves
everybody. Fired up crowd. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Tom Lee Music Hall in Vancouver, BC, Canada, as part of the Vancouver Comedy Festival on Friday, February. I'm killing already with one guy. Friday, February 17th, Two Oceans 12, at 7 p.m. It's happy hour in a venue where there's no alcohol. And this this is going to be a happy 1.5 hours, as I have booked 4 regular guests from Doug Loves Movies past to participate tonight. They're all here for the festival. But first, since last I spoke, you listened, I flew up to the Couve yesterday. Performed in the opening night gala last night at the center. Did any of you go to that? Anybody? Yay! Comedy fans. There you are. I've also been told repeatedly on Twitter since the Dodgeball episode that Thunder Road is indeed a movie and it stars Robert Mitchum and it was from 1958. But when playing Build a Title, the guesser needs to know what movie they're talking about. I call it the Graham Elwood rule. And I'm sorry, but my decision against whoever that was stands. I think Missy Pyle said Thunder Road. Anyway, who cares? Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. At Roxy is a Riot on Twitter wrote, "Shall I see the Iron Lady or Warhorse tonight?" I don't know if she'll hear this in time for tonight, because she's probably not here. But I haven't seen Iron Lady, but I've been told Meryl Streep's work as Margaret Thatcher is the best impression this side of Frank Caliendo. I also haven't seen War Horse, but at least the title character in that one might die at the end. So see War Horse, not Iron Lady. This has been Watch This, Not That. Still to come here at the Vancouver Comedy Festival, hold your applause till the end. My friends Bob Odenkirk, David Cross, Matt Bronger, Chelsea Peretti, Mark Maron, Nick Thune, and many more. So keep coming back to shows here next week at the festival, or if you're listening to this podcast, come out and check out the shows next weekend. All right, as Jennifer Hudson would say, let's do this. I got the prize bags here on my little special table over here. I'll tell you what's on the line tonight during the Leonard Maltin game. We've got a copy of my CD, of course, Professional Humoridian. We've got, signed by some of my guests, they brought in a copy of Ebony Magazine. featuring on the cover the cast of Red Tails. So that's a very nice gift. Also, Rolo chocolates, signed by a couple of the guests. As you can imagine, everybody came up here not knowing they were supposed to bring their CDs and T-shirts and the stuff we normally give out. So everybody scrambled to come up with stuff, and I think they did a good job. Because also signed by some of my guests, bananas. Some bananas. And then, let me just try to show this to you guys, a birthday cake that says, you're welcome on it. So, yeah, so you're very welcome. Whoever wins that tonight is so very welcome. And so, yeah, so it's a delicious, I hope that somebody that's not trying to lose weight wins. Well, the bananas are good for... For people that are weight conscious. All right, there we go. So there's the prize bags, sloppily reassembled by me. Let's bring the guests out, shall we? Let's do it. Please help me in welcoming four of my favorite guests of all time, and they're here for us right now. Please welcome... I didn't write their names down. I have to totally remember it. I have to figure it out based on the questions I wrote. Who the hell is here? Please welcome Howard Kramer, Kulav Vilaysack, Ricky Lindholm, and Kate McCucci.
Thank you.
Yeah, sit next to me, Cuckoo, because then you'll have something to put your beverages on.
Yeah.
Doug, did you forget who we were, for real?
I didn't forget who you were, but I wanted to say all four names rapidly.
Oh, gotcha.
And so it's usually helpful for me to write that down first.
Totally.
But I worked it out. I did it all right. Plus, they went apeshit after the first two names, so it gave me a chance to... You know, breathe and think about it.
You did a good job with my name, Doug.
That's one thing I always do, is I write down, I don't write it down the way it's spelled, I write it down the way it's pronounced. Vil-I-Sock.
V-Li-Sock.
Vil.
V-Li-Sock.
Fuck it. I'm just going to call you Kulop. Kulop is, I've got that nailed.
You got that down.
Vil-I-Sock. Kulop Vil-I-Sock.
Yeah.
All right.
Kulap Vilaysack.
Howard Kramer, who is also not spelled as you would expect it to be, K-R-E-M-E-R.
Right. Pronounced Kramer. I almost messed it up. Pronounced Kramer, spelled Kramer. Right?
Sort of. Yeah, sure. Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I'm on Twitter.
What's your Twitter handle?
At Howard Kramer. Pronounce Howard Kramer.
Awesome.
You guys follow me?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, you can look for little quips I do on there. Take this time to billboard what I do on Twitter. It's not summer outside, guys. I'm a little thrown off. All right, back to the movies.
Let's talk about movies. I want to talk about, there's people sitting on the floor, which I love. It makes me feel totally at home, because that's what usually what happens at UCB in Los Angeles. So that thank you for sitting on the floor. And it gets you close and weird. I love it.
But there's free seats, though. There's a seat there and a seat there.
Are you waiting for a date? There's a seat.
Would you one just... of you ladies like to sit next to that creep?
They don't.
The answer is no.
They want to sit in the dark corner on the floor.
They all want to sit together in the dark corner
and
on the floor.
I see a seat over there.
Yeah, I don't think the single seats are that popular.
No.
With the four girls on the floor. I think they know exactly what they're doing.
I think you're the real crowd, and they're all the weirdos that cram themselves into their weird spot. That's my people's.
And they all clapped, and no one listening heard it, probably.
Probably not.
Just four clappers. But thank you to everyone who's here, whether you have a seat next to you that's open because you're creepy. They don't want to split up. I don't blame them. It's totally cool. Who's got tickets for tomorrow also? God bless you. Thank you so much for coming out. And these four won't be here. And it's going to be sweet. So insulting. All right, let's talk to everybody. Let's say hi and see what's up with all the folks on the panel here. Let's start with Garfunkel, a.k.a. Ricky Lindholm.
Hello. What's up? Thanks, guys.
And Oates, a.k.a. Kate McCucci,
what's
is
up?
Also here.
Hi.
Former Tournament of Championship players both, so that's going to be, they're going to be going head-to-head again. And what are you doing? What's going on here during the festival for you guys? You're doing a bunch of shows, right?
Yeah, we have a show tonight at the Rio.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow we're doing a podcast with these two folks here.
Yeah, and two shows somewhere else.
Yeah.
Somewhere else we haven't looked at. Yeah.
That's great that you're at the Rio. My baby's going to go.
Oh, nice. Good. Oh.
Nobody cares about my dumb baby goes to Rio reference. It's okay. We're going to pace ourselves. We're going to be here for 3.5 to 7 hours.
That means we're missing our show at the Rio. Sorry.
Oh, shit. Not going to make it tonight. That'd be such a weird reason to cancel. Oh, Doug just made us sit on stools. And
just wouldn't let us leave. He's
talk
so powerful.
All goddamn night. And also here joining us is the Who Charted host and, is it fair to call it, co-host?
Dual hosts.
Dual hosts. Yeah, yeah. Howard Kramer and Kulob Vilaysack. And you guys are going to be here tomorrow afternoon at the Tom Lee Hall.
Yeah, 2 p.m.
Out. 2 o'clock, you guys.
Come That's on. So
keep that guy company. Come on out.
Just get fucking ripped and come out at 2 o'clock. On a rainy Saturday in the Couve. Now, seriously, the guy that keeps going, ha, 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 are you just trying to get your voice on the podcast? Ha, 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 ha. That happens all the time. People write to me on Twitter going, who was that one guy that was laughing that annoying laugh during your show? And I'm like, I don't know. It all seems genuine to me. I deserve it all. Is that really your laugh?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're not drunk?
No, sir.
Are you high? Hello. Well, you enjoy life, and that's the important thing. You know, are you coming back tomorrow?
Fuck yeah, man.
Oh, shit. I'm gonna get tweets from people. I heard that guy in both episodes. Heard that annoying laugher twice. But I, you know, as a comedian, Howard, do you think there's such a thing as annoying laughers?
Yeah, we got them all over. There's one back in L.A. There's one in Austin, I know. Where are you from? You from, where are you from?
Originally in Toronto, Ontario, Whistler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, break it down. Name five places. We'd like to know five places where you've lived.
Number five.
We want to know every province. Oh, who charted?
That's awesome.
All right, let's start with Kate down there on the end and just go down the line, as I always often like to do. Have you been to the cinema, or it could be at home, doesn't have to be in a theater, but what movies have you seen lately?
I saw The Artist and The Descendants and half of Beginners.
The beginning half?
It's what? All the nominated Independent Spirit movies.
Yeah, Ricky and I are singing a song at the Independent Spirit Awards, so we've had to watch some of the movies.
That's awesome. Do you guys get the Independent Spirit Awards here? And by get it, I mean, do you understand it? It's on IFC in the States, so I don't even know how big IFC is in Canada, but if you can check it out. They're going to be pulling a Billy Crystal and singing about all the nominees.
Yep.
But all the movies in the Independent Spirit Awards tend to be pretty heavy.
They're very...
Yeah. Take Shelter, Drive.
What was the other one? Oh,
I don't know.
Wait.
We just wrote a song.
The Artist. 50-50. Yeah. Oh, did you see 50-50? I cried my contacts out.
I love 50-50.
It was so good.
50-50 is really good. It's funny and sad.
I had to replace my contacts.
Yeah, it's I've been really a champion of 50-50. It's one of my favorite movies of last year.
It's a great one.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
So then you're going to sing a hilarious medley about all these depressing movies.
Yeah, all the movies are about, they're about comas, cancer,
schizophrenia.
Suicide. Yeah, more cancer.
Yeah. Which one are we forgetting?
And murder.
And the Artist.
And The Artist.
The Artist,
nobody dies in that.
He tries to commit
alert.
Suicide twice.
He fails
both
times,
which is happy endings.
So happy! Yeah. Yeah, but he has to become a dancer, so you're supposed to feel bad.
That's the saddest part of all.
He's so good at it, though.
I loved that movie, though.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Totally.
And it's totally going to win the Oscar for Best Picture.
Have you guys seen it? Do you?
No?
It's tough.
It's
hard. It's hard to get people like fired up about going to see like a silent movie, because it's like, well, I like movies, and they're modern, and people talk out loud, and
it's so good.
There's
though.
Sound effects.
You
and
know
stuff.
What? I got really excited about. I was reading about it, and the one scene where he's in the bed when he's kind of recovering, and that's Mary Pickford's actual bed.
Whoa!
Isn't that crazy?
That's cool. That's why it cost $15 million.
I'll tell you what's crazy. The audience in Canada is so nice. They actually went, oh.
They're like, that is crazy, man. No fucking way.
Oh, Mary Pickford's bed. First of all, who is that?
Oh, no.
So, Ricky, Ricky, you just have the same answer, basically.
Same answer, same movie.
You've seen all the same movies as Kate.
I saw all of Beginners, though. So, the beginning.
Why did you quit on Beginners?
I let Ricky borrow it. And then I didn't get it back.
How long did you have it and not watch it, though?
Oh, about a week. Yeah. I didn't watch it for a week.
I've heard great things about it. I haven't seen it myself.
I think it's good.
I have to say, I love the music. I know that much.
That's like when you hate something, you're like, you know,
the music's great.
They looked like they were having fun.
Yeah, the opening titles were really cool. Yeah.
I actually went to a friend's play once, and I was like, I think this program is really pretty. Yeah. Like, I didn't know what else to say.
Oh, that's not even trying.
I know. I really like the font they used on the program.
You looked great up there.
Yeah.
What about that?
That's a good one. Yeah. It was cute.
There you go.
It's cute.
Or just thumbs up.
Yeah.
That's what my parents say when
they
see
Kate and I perform.
Like,
I'm not going to lie to you, but my thumb doesn't mind.
Yeah.
My thumb doesn't mind being a big liar.
Yeah. Whenever my parents see us perform and we do songs about, you know, masturbation or whatever, they're always like, that was good.
Yay.
Just like that. And that's all they say.
Or I get the crowd seemed to like it.
Yeah. From your parents, you don't want, that reminded me of a time when I...
My mom's like, how do you memorize all those words?
Yeah.
Good job.
I thought of them, Mom.
Yeah.
Howard Kramer, have you been to the movies?
No, but I... Kulap... Vilai Sok lent me some DVDs,
The holidays.
Right.
I gave you some screeners. What did you like?
Descendants was...
It's tough because it's Hawaii, which right. you like because it's tropical.
Right, I turned it on because it was Hawaii, and then it's like problems, so.
took him right out of that.
That's all right.
Oh, I don't watch movies for people's problems.
I'll head there for the setting, and then if it's a bad vibe, I gotta pull out. So, I liked it though. It was good. I didn't see what is it? Silent movie. I didn't see it.
The Artist.
The Artist.
If there's silent movies on TV every day, I just can just. It's
there
easy.
Are.
Yeah.
Are there what channel?
Depends on what you do with the volume button. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Watching Nick at Night on mute.
Yeah.
ESPN is silent all day.
Yeah.
Well, Howard watches most movies on his DVR sped up.
Right.
Isn't it weird that we started?
Hello.
Whoa.
What's your name?
Wow.
Kulop turned into a ghost.
What world are we
There's
in?
Really Pickford's ghost.
Wow.
What happened? That's so weird.
Right,
did somebody lean on a switch in the back or something? Suddenly you've got echo effect.
Whip.
Hello.
Whoa.
Whoa. Echo?
It's dry.
Oh, it's gone.
That was like a dream sequence.
Yeah.
This isn't really happening.
Kulop's not real. Okay. Really connecting. Don't have enough bad stage experiences in the States. Came up to a foreign country to get a few more. Thank you. What else did I see, Kulop? You gave me...
Contagion?
I didn't watch it.
I gave you a bunch.
What else was good?
Yeah, you know, first of all, that those screeners, you're supposed to destroy them after viewing them and not share them with others.
That's what I did.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what I did say.
Good. It's
and
all,
unions.
It's
and...
all in the up and up. Which of those... So you watched all of those before giving them to Howard, right?
Yeah, I saw them all. I saw Safe House recently.
No one is safe, no one is house?
That's the one.
How is it? Because it feels like, after watching the trailer, I felt like, I'm good. I saw it. I saw the whole thing. Denzel's awesome, and Ryan Reynolds is like, what? And then it's over.
Well,
that's why
okay.
I'm a trailer guy. I like all the trailers.
It's the best. It's the best part of the movie. The trailer, like the trailers, like two out of the five trailers they show, I'm like, oh, I'd see that now instead of what I just sat down to see. It's such a a letdown to have to sit through a whole movie after awesome short trailers.
Did the trailer have the car chase scene or parts of it in
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a badass car scene.
Okay, badass car chase.
It's real good.
Worth seeing the whole movie for?
Yeah.
On DVD or in a theater? Hey, you have to think about it.
I gotta think about that because I wanna give you the right advice. But with like the car chase though, and like with the speakers, and it's like loud and big, I'm gonna say theater. I'm gonna go theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Do it.
That's what I'm gonna do tomorrow.
Okay. Oh.
It's gonna be raining. Why not?
Yeah, you should. You should.
What am I gonna do? Fucking see This Means War? That's gonna be on a plane in 2 weeks.
Are you gonna go see The Vow?
No, that's gonna be on a plane too. Anything that's not R-rated is going to be on a plane soon enough, is my motto. I saw flying up here though. I didn't see any movies. No plane movies when you're flying up to Vancouver.
It's too short.
I know.
Oh, you guys are so sweet.
Plus, I had to stop in Seattle. I was there for about 45 minutes. Totally sleepless. You guys are way too nice about everything. All right, we'll start with Kulop and go back the other direction. Oscar nominations. Were there any snubs or anything you're rooting for in particular? Anything you're excited about possibly winning? Do you think like this Descendants, do you think that should win over The Artist? I don't, personally.
No, I don't. Oh, that reminds me, though, is you saw Shit Pie.
Oh, yeah, The Help.
Oh, The Help, yes, The Help.
Yeah.
The Help. They wanted to release it as Shit Pie, and they got a little pushback from society and decided to call it The Help instead of Shit Pie. Shit Pie the movie. Spoiler. And, oh, and by the way, that is not a shit cake. The You're Welcome cake does not have any fecal matter in it whatsoever. Oh, he's disappointed. I hope you sit further back tomorrow. Just blend into the crowd more tomorrow. Sit over there with those ladies. No, they're not into it. They're all
not
just
at all.
Mm-mm. I didn't love the artists. Like, I liked 50-50 and Moneyball and Super and Attack the Block and a few other movies more, but of the nominated movies, the artist is like so ballsy that they made a fucking black and white silent movie, and even while they were making it, they were like, I don't know if anyone's gonna care about this.
Yeah.
So I gotta give them props for that. And I think that Jean Desjardins, I think he should win Best Actor because he just does everything in that movie that he needs to do to sell the idea of a silent movie. And one guy clapping, or a lady, or somebody just packing down their cigarettes. So I think that guy's going to win over George Clooney, who I think is one of my favorite actors. But in The Descendants, the entire time I was like, well, that's just George Clooney in a dorky shirt. That doesn't necessarily make him a dork.
Yeah.
Especially when he runs around that little curve.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, he's trying to run like a dork because you've seen him run like a real person so many times.
Wait, dorks aren't real people? Dorks live in our imagination. Howard, do you even follow or care? It sounds like getting the screeners that you don't really aren't much of an Oscar buff.
I'm not. No, I don't care, but I do keep an eye on it. And
how so, Howie?
Well, I look to see what movies are charting. You know. What Oscar might have in store for us. For me, I like the Woody Allen film.
Midnight in Paris.
It's great.
Midnight
Very
in Paris.
Good.
I like it's enjoyable, that. But it feels like a lark to me. Like, even though it's smart and funny and interesting, I just feel like it's a little lightweight. I mean,
okay,
I'll give him the screenplay award, but I wouldn't say that's the best picture.
Right.
For me, but for you, Howard.
Maybe it is.
You fucking loved it.
Wait, did you see Moneyball?
I haven't seen Moneyball yet.
I thought you did.
Yeah, it's good. Even if you're not a baseball fan, I think Moneyball is
I'd like to see that.
Pretty
I'd like to see that 50-50. Get rich or die trying. Get rich or die trying. I'd like to see... Oh, Snubs. Thank you, guys. Snubs was obviously Judy Moody in the Not Bum of Summer.
The Not Bum of Summer.
Yeah. And Janet Varney, our friend, is in it. She plays Judy Moody's mom. She takes off and leaves her alone for the whole summer with crazy Aunt Opal. And
you really watched that whole movie?
I watched it.
Did
yeah.
you do?
Yeah.
He
Not on fast
summer.
Speed. That wasn't even on fast speed.
No, he really does watch movies on fast speed.
It's not a great movie, but she has some great. She's proactive about having a good summer, and she like she. She's thought of stuff I haven't even. She like made her own chart, like out of cardboard. What do you call it here? Poster board? I don't know. And it's got, you know, she gives herself points for like how much of a summer she's having. So it's they thought of they're helping summer. So I like it. And the best movie of all.
Oh, there's more?
No, I know what you're going to say.
What?
What you think the best movie of all time?
Oh, no, I was going to go all time.
Oh, what?
Yeah, let's go all time. I don't mind.
Oh, all time Jaws.
Jaws is a great movie.
Thank you. Smart.
That's a tiger shark. Oh, what? God damn. That's the movie that's my movie when I see like a Transformers or whatever. I always say,
Why can't the characters be as rich and as interesting as they were in Jaws, and it's a scary, exciting, you know, end of the world or someone's going to be eaten kind of movie?
Right.
Like, I don't know why they can't be both, and they usually aren't.
They usually aren't. And that's like the movie that started all the blockbusters, and now all the blockbusters don't have the good part that you just talked about.
Yeah, they just backed away from character and story and went, let's fucking blockbuster it. Let's just have a bunch of shit happen.
Yeah.
And shit does happen. Like, have you seen 50-50? Shit happens in that. The guy's like, wish this shit didn't happen to me. So, Ricky.
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Oscars.
I thought Ryan Gosling should have been nominated for Drive.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
I mean, how amazing that movie's so was good. He? I don't even understand. Was anyone from Drive nominated? I don't think
Not
so.
Not acting. Albert Brooks is the one that was, in my opinion, very snubbed.
Yeah, and who's the guy from Breaking Bad? He was amazing. Yeah, I thought all
Ryan Cranston?
And Carey Mulligan was amazing. I thought that was weird. And I think Meryl Streep should win for Iron Lady.
Really?
She hasn't won since the early 80s.
Yeah, it's about time to give
her
another.
She's so good in that movie.
Most nominations of all time, I think, is reward enough.
Yeah, she beat Katharine Hepburn by like one nomination now. But yeah, she's so good in that movie.
But Viola Davis in The Help.
I still think Meryl Streep should win. Is that bad? Yeah, clearly no one agrees with me. But
I don't know what everyone feels, but I know that
you don't know what everyone feels.
I just know that The Help was a movie about a shit pie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Viola Davis made me cry. Like, it was very moving.
Yeah,
her
me
performance.
Too. She was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still think Meryl Streep should win.
Okay,
I'm sticking by it.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, I'll talk to you the Monday after the Oscars.
When Viola
Sunday,
Davis
right?
wins. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to call you up and go, in your face!
Yeah, it's going to hurt really bad.
Because Viola Davis is going to win.
Yeah.
You should give her a pie with shit in it.
Yeah.
Shh. Yeah.
I think I'll recover if you do that.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
Kate, what about you?
Well, I haven't seen this movie. I only read about it. But have you heard about this nun movie?
What?
It's a
Sister Act? What?
No, not Sister Act. That's from like 1992. It's this nun who, she was like a leading lady opposite Elvis, and she was set to star like opposite Marlon Brando, and then she became a nun.
So she win an Oscar?
It's a short subject.
A short subject about her.
Yeah,
is up for an Oscar.
And I just was reading about it the other day. I haven't seen it, but I really want to see it.
Well, everybody, if you're filling out an Oscar ballot, you know, if you're in an Oscar Oscar pool, maybe this movie about the nun might be the one to, because those are the tie-breaking votes. Like when you pick short subject, like there's a theater here in town playing all of the animated shorts and the live action shorts, like in a together.
Oh. In a corner.
Ha 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 ha. I knew
program.
You'd do that. But anyway, I'm going to maybe go check that out, because I would like to see all those things, because it's always just like you see quick clips of them on the Oscars, and then you go to the bathroom or something while they give out the award.
But yeah, like, how do you become a nun after kissing Elvis? Like, that's crazy.
That is as crazy as Mary Pickford's pen.
Why is that crazy? That's like, I kissed Elvis. I might as well, you know, hang it up.
That's true.
Yeah. Might as well hang up my sex pants and put on a fucking nun's hat.
Yeah. And then Melissa McCarthy's nominated, right?
Oh, yeah, for Bridesmaids. Yeah.
Which
is
super exciting.
Yeah. But Octavia Spencer's going to win for The Help, unfortunately. Mm. Not unfortunately. She's great in it, but, you know. Melissa McCarthy will be back. She's very, very entertaining. All right. Well, thank you all for answering so honestly. And I've tallied up the votes, and no one wins. Shall we play a game or two? Yeah. Now, we're going to start with Build a Title. And this is it's low stakes. It's we're going to do 5 speed rounds with a possible tiebreaker. And whoever wins this, all they win is they get to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. So don't feel any pressure. Just have fun with it. We'll start with Ricky. We'll start with Ricky, then we'll go to Kate, and then over to Kulop, and then Howard. And the first suggestion from Twitter from Damn It Damien is Life as a House. So, Ricky, you need to come up with a title that ends with life or begins with house.
Isn't there a movie called My Life? Did I make
probably.
That
probably. Sounds good.
I think there was a TV show called My Life.
Oh.
I don't know if it was a movie. You have to know. You have to know what the movie is.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Can I help you?
It's the Graham Elwood rule.
Tell me. Wasn't there one with that?
What do you mean you're helping her out?
Oh, are we not allowed to help each other?
No. Do you have a movie that ends in life or begins in house?
No.
You're out.
Okay.
Just for this round. Kate?
That's okay.
Wasn't House Arrest? Is that a movie?
Yes, it was a movie starring past guest and probably future guest Kevin Pollak. Ah. Life as a house arrest. So, Kulop, you need... needs to begin with a rest, or just rest, or end with life.
Isn't there such thing as a movie called A Beautiful Life?
Yeah, there is. Giancarlo.
Yes.
Giannini, is that his name?
Roberto Benigni.
Roberto Benigni. You know, Giancarlo Giannini, Roberto Babini, Favuta Babini. You signed some bananas. All right, so Beautiful Life. Oh, Life is Beautiful.
Oh.
Nice call, audience member. Now shut up.
That is, it is Life is Beautiful.
Yeah, you're out. Kulop's out.
I am.
There should be a movie called Beautiful Life, though. Do you have a movie, Howard, that ends in life or begins with the rest?
Yes, I do. Waking Life.
Waking Life. Nice.
Thank you. Linklater.
Rotoscoped. Austin. Rotoscoped animation.
Right.
Richard Linklater out of Texas. All right, we go to Ricky. Talking to Kate. Oh, you're out. I'm
out.
Sorry.
That's why I was talking to Kate.
Yeah. And Kate, but Kate's still in it.
Yep.
Because you came up with a rest. So ends in waking, ends in waking or begins with a rest. Too bad the Arrested Development movie hasn't happened yet.
I know. Can we? Yeah. Could we just say it has?
No.
No.
It's still in limbo.
Is there a movie called Rest Stop?
No.
Yes, there is. Yes,
what?
There is. My old roommate was in it.
What's it?
It's a horror.
Is it?
Movie.
It's a horror film about being murdered at a rest stop.
Yes, it is. He gets murdered in a porta potty. It's real.
Does that count?
Kate should be familiar with what the movie actually is, but you know what? I'm going to give it to her because it's fun.
Okay.
All right. So then we go.
Wait, the word was arrest?
Yeah, rest stop. Arrest
stop. So
stop.
It's called a rest stop?
Yeah.
No, it's just called rest stop.
How's
you
that?
You can use the second half of a word
or
the first half.
All right, Restrepo.
No, it has to be start with stop.
What?
It has to start with stop.
Restrepo
now.
Is just Italian for rest stop.
Has to start with what?
Stop.
Stop. Oh,
stop
or I'll throw mama from the train. Stop.
So close.
Stop
so close.
Or I'll. Stop. Stop or I'll shoot. Stop. Stop or...
You're so in the neighborhood.
Stop.
Don't help out, audience. Stop. This is all on him.
It's close to that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're totally close. All right, we're going to give this round to Kate.
Ah, good job.
Thank you.
What was I going for?
Waking life is a house arrest. Stop or my mom will shoot. Stop or my mom will shoot.
Right. Sylvester Stallone, right?
Mm-hmm. And Estelle Getty, the late great. Betty White's in town tonight, by the way. Okay. all right, where did that end up? Okay, so we'll start with Ricky this time.
Oh, okay.
And Panther Times 2 on Twitter, 2TWO, if you want to follow him, suggested X-Men. So you need a movie that ends in X or begins in men.
Men Don't Lie.
That is not a movie.
Yes, it is. Her old roommate
Who's
was in it.
Who's in it?
Isn't that real?
Who's in it?
I thought that was a real
Who's
movie.
In it?
I don't know.
There's another movie with a similar title that I'm not going to
Men
give.
Don't Leave. Men Don't Leave.
All right.
Thank you.
Usually don't allow that kind of nonsense. I usually run a pretty tight ship.
Yeah. X
But it's fun.
All right, X-Men Don't Leave. Go, Kate.
Leave it to Beaver.
That's not a movie, is it?
It was in like 90.
I think they did make a movie version of that.
I had the t-shirt of the movie, actually.
They did make a movie version of it.
I still wear it for pajamas.
All right.
You really fucked us with that Beaver, though.
Leave it to...
There's nowhere to go with X and Beaver.
Beaver is going to be kind of a stopper, I think.
Yeah, as
in... Yeah, so we come to Kulop with, it has to end in X. X.
X.
Or begin with Beaver.
Or Ver. Oh,
which is, that's how I live my life. I either end with X or begin with Beaver. I thought I'd sell it by walking around a little bit.
I like kind of a hip swing. But cool up, you can think of like Ver.
What does that mean? Ver.
I can use Ver into it.
Kate loves to help the other players.
She's very giving.
She doesn't understand. It's a cutthroat competition. And she's in the lead right now.
Versus.
You can't think of a movie that's something X. A lot of pressure.
Jason X.
Oh, wow.
Jason X.
Malcolm was also in 10 movies.
Right.
I like An American History X, yes. Okay. all right, so now we go to Howard with you need a movie that ends in Jason, which I don't think that exists.
Yes, there is.
Really? Ends in Jason?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to you in a second.
Sorry.
I'm excited.
Or begins with Beaver. Do you have anything, Howard? Don't pretend like you're thinking really
or
hard.
Or Ver.
Yeah, or Ver, as Kate was saying earlier. Verve pipe.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I know you're a music
closing
guy.
Time, right?
Oh,
that was supersonic.
Oh, was it? Oh. Then what was that one? No, what was the verve pipe?
Verve pipe was the symphony of fuckheads.
Oh,
what?
Right.
Fuck. I got this one. I got it.
Okay, here we go.
Vertical Horizon. Right?
Is that a movie?
Leave it to be Vertical Horizon.
Is that
I don't think that was a thing, though.
Isn't that a band?
But there was definitely Vertical. There was Vertical Limit.
Oh, Vertical Limit. That's right. I have the cereal box. I should have known that.
But that was a great try. Let's go to Ricky.
Okay.
What about Vertigo?
Vertigo, okay. All right, so we've got Jason, X-Men, Don't Leave It to Be Vertigo. I love it. Kate?
What about Freddy versus Jason?
Yeah. This is a good one. We come back to you, Kula.
Can I do Drop Dead Fred?
Yeah, you can. Drop Dead Freddy.
Yeah.
Drop Dead Freddy versus Jason X-Men. Don't leave it to be Vertigo. I love this. Won't fit on a marquee. We skipped Howard and Ricky. Did you get the last one right?
Yeah, but I can't think of one now.
Oh, okay. Vertigo.
Can we say like gone or just it has to be go?
Has to be go. Something. I thought of one. Or what was the last thing?
Drop. Drop. Ooh.
Drop.
Go. Panthers. I don't know.
Go right. Team? Is that real?
Nope, you're out.
Okay.
Kate?
What about Goldfinger?
Has to be gold.
Goldfinger?
That work?
What do you think, audience? The audience likes it. I was hoping for Going Fishing, but Goldfinger.
Thanks, guys.
Now Cool Up has to think of something with finger.
Drop Dead Freddy versus Jason X-Men. Don't leave it to be Vertigold Finger. Vertigold
Finger. Gold
Finger.
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 Animals.
Dumbo Drop?
Dumbo Drop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Full title. Hang on. What kind of Dumbo Drop?
Oh, yeah.
Was it just any Jumbo Drop? It was a...
Oh, my God! Operation Dumbo Drop!
I love that the person in the audience that said that, like, thought they were the only person that knew. This room full of nerds. Including myself, but we'll give it to you.
Okay, I'll take it.
She's going to take that audience assist, but please, no more audience help. I will, since you guys are so nice here, I can't berate you. But elsewhere, I would be so angry. All right, Operation Dumbo, Drop Dead, Freddy versus Jason, X-Men, Don't Leave It to Be, Vertigo, Oldfinger. Who's still in this? I don't even remember. It's just Kate and Kulop.
I'm just trying to think of movies that end with op. Like, there's gotta be something.
Oh, dang.
Op. Op. Oh, I got one. People in the audience have ones too. Anything? Three, two.
I don't know.
One. Oh. Kulop, what do you got?
I wish Kulop's name was a movie.
Huh?
I wish Kulop's name was a movie.
Kulop.
Kindergarten
yeah, that's
Cop? Right.
Kindergarten Cop is right.
Oh, that's
yes! yeah.
That is a nice one. Kulop gets the point on that one for Kindergarten Corporation, Dumbo Dropped Dead Freddy versus Jason X-Men. Don't Leave It to Beaver Goldfinger.
All right.
Verdict Goldfinger. All right, this is exciting. Kate has a point, Kulop has a point. Howard and Ricky, you can still get into this.
Okay. You can do it, Howie. You can do it, Ricky.
Okay, thanks.
A person named Dandersod on Twitter wrote the following. Oh, let's see who's going to go first. We'll start with Howard.
Okay. Kids Bop.
Excellent pre-guess of a thing that I'm pretty sure isn't a movie. Your title that you get to build on, Howard, is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. So you need something that ends in Bill or begins with adventure.
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. All right, then we go to Ricky. She needs something that ends in kill or begins with adventure.
Adventures in babysitting.
Yeah. And we go to Ricky. Ends in sitting, begins with kill.
Oh, Ricky? Oh, wait, no, I just...
I'm sorry, Kate.
Oh, sorry. I was like listening, but I wasn't looking, and so I thought that was cool up. It sounded like you, but no, okay. Gotcha.
Kulop sounds like me sometimes.
Babysitting or kill. Is there a movie? Well, I like Overkill or something? That sounds like a movie.
Yeah, it sure does. You're out. all right, Cuckoo, what do you think? Ends in kill, begins in sitting, or babysitting, or in babysitting? You're out. Howard, anything that ends in kill or begins in sitting?
A View to a Kill.
Oh!
Thank you. Thank you. Oh,
God. All right, Ricky, we removed the A from A View to a Kill. Oh, okay. We removed the A's and the V's, so you need something that ends in view or begins with sitting.
It's in view?
Yeah. I've already got one in my head.
A Room with a View.
Room with a View.
Good one.
I have a room with a beautiful view of Vancouver. All right, so Kate is already out of this one.
Yep, I'm out.
And Kulop
is out.
So this is down to Howard. Ends with room or begins with sitting?
Sitting Bull.
Is that a movie?
Absolutely. Sitting Bull's Room. Somebody Google it. It's got to be. It's biography, probably 1952.
So strong, so wrong.
Yeah, a lot of it shot right here in Vancouver. Great film community. Keep it going.
I know there's a... You,
Marvin's
the trouble,
Room.
The trouble is you don't have the full title.
Okay, Sitting Bull, Marvin's
Sitting
Room.
Sitting Bull, Who's Marvin's room?
Yeah. Marvin's room.
There, I don't have a. I don't know of a movie called Sitting Bull Marvin's Room, but I. There was a movie, I think. I could be wrong. Called Sitting Bull and the Indians. I think.
I'll take it.
No, you won't. Point goes to Ricky. All right, we'll start with Kate.
Yeah, Ricky.
Oh, I have one.
All the ladies have a point. Oh, you do?
Panic Room.
That would have been good. That would have been excellent. Panic Room with a View to a Kill, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures in Babysitting. All right, next title, starting with Kate.
Okay.
Uncle Buck was suggested by a gentleman named Zach Lunch.
That's not even fair.
What do you mean, boo?
It's a really hard one.
No, it is, but it's fun.
Wait, it's The Man from U.N.C.L.E.? Did they ever make that a movie?
There's not been a Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie yet, but thank you for playing.
Ah. Oh, that was quick.
Kulop.
Can I go...
Ends in U.N.C.L.E., begins in Buck.
Can I go U.N.C.L.E. Buck, the Buck Brannaman documentary? Or is that...
I don't even know what that means.
There's a documentary called
Buck. Oh, there's a movie called Buck.
Buck.
Yeah, you can't add one word that's already there.
But there's a colon, though. There's a colon in the title.
I don't think so. I think it's just called Buck.
Okay.
Do you have anything else? Howard.
Bucket list.
Oh, that
You did it.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
My guess was that someone would say Bucky Larson, Born to be a Star, but bucket list totally works. So then we go to...
That was mine.
We go to Ricky. Ends in U.N.C.L.E., begins in list. Comma Schindler's.
Ends in U.N.C.L.E., begins with
Listerine
list?
The movie.
Yeah, that's it. Lysistrata? No, that's a list. No, I don't know.
Howard gets a point. We have a four-way tie.
Oh, thank you. Guys, we're all winners.
Feels good.
In my pre-guessing, I came over with SLC Punklebuck.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
But, you know, that's a tough one. You were right. All right. Four-way tie. Whoever wins this one wins nothing of any significance. Suggested by Chow Flap.
Chow Flap.
Yeah, Chow Flap. I think that means mouth. Oh, and we have to pick who we're starting with. Who won that last point? Howard. So we'll start with Ricky.
Okay.
Chow Flap suggested Never-Ending Story. So you need something that ends in never or begins with story.
The story of us.
Of us.
Darn it, that's a...
All right, Kate. Something that begins in us, which I don't think there is anything that does that. Or ends with never.
Never Say Never?
Yes, James Bond.
Nice.
That's a Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
That's a Justin Bieber movie.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Biebs. That's straight Biebs.
Yeah, close.
What was the James Bond movie? Never Say Never,
Never
Again?
Never Say Never made me cry.
Not Never Say Die.
Never Say Never.
Again, yeah. Never Say Never Again. Okay, so we've got the Justin Bieber story, Never Say Never ending story of us. And then we come down here to Kulop. So now you need another movie that ends in never.
Us, you will suspects.
What did you say?
That's a good one.
But I have an accent. I'm not from here.
I just checked backstage and they say no. But nice try. Us, you will suspects. All right, Howard.
U.S. Marshals.
Story of Us Marshals.
Yeah.
That'd be a great movie. Us Marshals. We're a bunch of Marshals. Helping out the world.
Is that legal or should I try for a real answer?
Try for a real one.
What's the other side of it?
Never. Blank never. Or us something.
Never, never.
Okay, Howard's out.
Can I just say something real quick? I think that woman there should be out of the doghouse by now. Let's welcome her back in. The one who shouted out, because I know it is tough. Once I get kicked out, I really still want to play. She doesn't get to play at all. Give her a big round of applause.
Okay, now I have to say something. Your audience doesn't get to play. You'll get involved later. Ricky?
I got nothing.
Who came up with Story of...
I did.
You did Story of Us?
Us, yeah.
And who said Never Say Never?
Kate did.
I did.
So Kate is our winner.
Yay!
Kate!
Hooch!
Never Say Never ending Story of Us. So we're going to start with Kate when we play the Leonard Maltin game.
Right,
and
did
anybody bring any name tags?
Oh, man. Look at all the name tags.
Oh, look at Danny. Woo! Front row
wow.
Danny.
Big one.
Is that how
Big
many?
Dad.
Is
oh
that
God,
food? So those are like cupcakes?
That's amazing.
Oh, clever.
Oh, look at that.
The girls sitting on the floor have a name tag.
Oh, my God. Oh.
There's a cake
wow,
over
that's,
there.
Can they go get
cake
things?
With your logo
Cake
on.
McCucci would enjoy that.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
there's a guy's
one.
Got a light up
yeah.
thing going on.
Oh, am I, oh man.
There's a lot of good ones.
Right, I think there's a Freddy doll.
So, yes, yeah, so everyone, please go into the audience and select who you'd like to play for.
Okay. Wow.
Pick a name tag, and then we will play the Leonard Maltin game. How are we doing on time? Oh, we're doing great on time. This is coming together beautifully. LA friends, do please come to the Benson Interruption taping Monday night. February 20th at Meltdown Comics. It's only $10 to get in. Oh, that is a lovely, lovely cake that says Elizabeth loves Doug. Or a reasonable likeness of me. Paula made out of, what are those, Starburst?
Wow.
Paula out of Starburst, that is genius.
Starburst, good stuff. Thanks for Paula.
Howard is set with Starburst for the rest of his time in Canada.
I just want to eat this cake.
Go for it.
What flavor is the cake?
Chocolate.
Cake. Let's do it.
You want
Let's
some?
Dig can into
we,
it, yeah.
We, okay. I didn't eat
oh, that's
yet.
Cool with the picture.
I have a little bit of some.
Take a pinch of cake.
Oh, it's good. Good job.
I'm going to eat a Starburst then.
What flavor is the stubble of on my face? What is you have a Freddy Krueger? What is he?
Is it good?
I don't know what he's
I can't tell.
I
he's not as articulate as Galactus. The Freddy Krueger doll is hard to understand, and then it's not even a guy named Freddy. It's he has a sign on his sweater that says I'm with Caleb. You couldn't find a Caleb Krueger doll? But that's wow. awesome. Oh, don't scare people with a kulop.
Yeah, Jesus. It's like Dancing with the Stars. Kulop, why did you say that?
And then Kate picked a big green sign that says Danny on it, and Danny is written in film strips.
From the movie Signs? Is that what you said?
Oh, it's the movie Signs. But hang on, you guys. Cool. I want to watch the movie. Oh, my God. That girl has a lot of water glasses all over the house. And why does it say your name is pronounced Danny? Just for fun? All right. Shut up. All right. So Kate is playing for Danny.
Yes.
Ricky is playing for Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Oh, that
I
is
like
a, that must be a nightmare for you. No one's ever going to say that right the first time. Just change it to Elizabeth. And Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
And I bet when people say it, you're like, no, it's Elizabeth. Like, they're the asshole. Don't applaud that. You're nice. You're Canadians. Most
Doug,
of you.
Can I draw something to your attention?
Maybe
back.
Not. Maybe not. Don't say what it says on the back, because that's they're telling me who to call a shithead if you lose. So don't give that away.
Okay, sorry.
All right. Now everybody's looking at the back of their things. That's the only one, I think, that has the shithead on the back. Oh, and Danny did it too, so don't say.
I'll say it. Kate can't say that person is a shithead. I saw it on her face. I'll say it if you win.
No, I'll say it at the end of the show if Kate doesn't win. Yeah, that's the idea. All right. Where are we? What's happening? Oh, thank you. You're just like the LA crowd. You are on it. Oh, let's play Leonard Moulton now. Now that you picked the name tags, and now that we've got everything. And Kate was the winner, so she gets to go first.
Okay.
And then we'll come over to Ricky. We'll go Ricky, then Howard. So get ready, Howard.
I am ready. You gotta be ready. Kulop wants to eat Paula.
Can I have one, too?
Of course. Can I?
Yeah, everybody have a Starburst, and then we won't know the name anymore if you remove it. Okay, so Howard's now playing for Plural.
Thank you, Howard.
All right, here we go. Kate gets to pick a category.
Okay.
We just got through Valentine's Day. We lived through it.
We did.
Yeah, so a category that was suggested to me is Blue Valentine. Classic, speaking of Ryan Gosling. But this is movies where either Blue or Valentine is in the title.
Oh.
Yeah. Or celebrating a birthday today on the 17th of Feb is Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Yeah, very talented young actor from the aforementioned 50-50. So movies featuring him. Or at Randy Larson suggested on Twitter, Culk Fiction. And Culk Fiction is movies with Macaulay, Rory, or Kieran Culkin.
Bravo.
A really good one.
Wow. So which one of those would you like to play, Kate?
I'd like to go with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay. This is a Joseph Gordon. This is a Gorson Surface Levitt movie from 2009.
I got it.
Oh, hang on, dude. You'll get your chance. Leonard Maltin gives it 2.5 stars, Kate.
Okay.
He says this movie is mercilessly violent.
Oh.
And that Brendan Fraser appears unbilled.
Oh,
yeah, when
shoot.
Does that ever happen?
Oh, God.
Oh. He's usually the top billed person. 2.5 stars from the year 2009, and there are 12 names listed. Don't help out, audience, or suggest anything. 12 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Kate McCucci, former Tournament of Champions.
Let's say 8.
The participant? She says 8. We go to Ricky.
Name that movie.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
You guys really know... you two really know each other, so Ricky's really throwing it down right away.
It was nice knowing everybody. No, okay. There we go.
Your 8 names are... Dennis Quaid, Saeed Tagamulai, I think, Kevin J. O'Connor, Christopher Eccleston, Jonathan Pryce, the aforementioned Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Brian Hung Lee, and Rachel Nichols are your 8 names.
Jeez Louise.
That is not one of the names.
The stars shining in the winter sky.
It was exciting. I tried to get Rachel Nichols is in Canada, Vancouver, filming a movie, and I tried to get her to, you know, come participate in the show tomorrow's show, but she's going to that Canucks Leafs game. So yeah, so it's funny that she came up. But so you what was your weird guess?
The stars shining in the winter sky.
Ricky gets a point, everybody. The movie's called G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra.
We were just talking about that in the car, about Rachel Nichols. That's why I was like, she's going to get it, because once you said her.
No. I didn't say in the car that she was in G.I. Joe, or did I?
Yes, you did.
But I didn't say that whole weird title. Who knows it's called The Rise of Colors?
The Rise of Colors?
Well, the rise of color people. No, it's it's the rise of Cobra. The rise of Cobra. And I mispronounced it because I'm, you know how I am. All right, so Ricky got the point, and who you challenged?
Kate.
You challenged
yeah.
Kate?
Yeah.
All right, so that means we're going to start with Howard, and we'll move towards Kulop, going the opposite direction. Howard, okay. Would you like the category? Our friend from the show, Jerry O'Connell, is celebrating a birthday today. He's in New York City appearing in a play called Seminar with Hans Gruber. Mr. O'Connell. Alan Rickman, of course. Or would you like the number one movie, this is the King of Pancakes category, the number one movie 5 years ago to this very day, or a film with four letters in the title, like SWAT, Paul, Milk, Spun, but none of those. Which one would you like, Howard?
I want that last one with the four letters.
Four letters in the title of this movie. There's multiple choices here, so you get to pick the year. Would you like a four-letter movie from 2004 or 2001?
2001.
You got it. This is a four-letter word. Bless you, sneezing audience member. Two stars from Leonard from 2001. He calls this movie episodic, and he also says that the only problem is finding a reason to care about the main character. He couldn't find a reason to care. And it's episodic, and it's from 2001, has four letters in the title, and there are 13 names. How many names do you think you get it in, Howard Kramer?
Nine.
It's a smart opening bid. And we go to Kulop.
Name that movie.
Wow.
Oh, man.
People fucking throwing down the name-its.
Well, she knows he doesn't watch movies.
She know that.
She does know that about him, yes. But he gets nine names?
What month did it come out?
It came out in the month of 2001.
Damn it.
Like I said, episodic, and it's hard to care about the main character, who, of course, that actor or actress will not be mentioned because you only get nine names. But here we go. Let's see how you do. Your nine names are Bob Goldthwaite, Noah Emmerich, Emma Roberts, Ethan Suplee, Cliff, former guest on the show, Cliff Curtis, Max Perlick, Jordy Mola. Is that nine yet? Is that seven? Rachel Griffiths and Ray Liotta, the great Ray Liotta. So that leaves only four more names. Probably names that would be more helpful. What do you think, Howard? Any idea? Or do we give the point to Kulop? You could, of course, just name a movie with four letters in the title, hoping that that would be the right one.
That's what I'm going to do.
What's a movie with four letters in the title?
Beef.
It's What's for Dinner.
Yeah.
And it's not the right answer. Kulop gets the point, and the correct answer is Blow. Blow.
Bobcat Goldthwait was in Blow?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
He's the guy trying to buy some blow.
He did some blow.
From Johnny Depp and shit. Penelope Cruz and Famke Potent. Franka Potente from Run, Lola, Run. And Paul Pee-wee Herman Rubens are the other cast members in that. I recommend that movie. I think it's an interesting movie. Okay, so that being said, Cuckoo gets the point, and Howard, she challenged Howard, so we'll start down on the other end there with Kate, and then we'll move to Ricky. Kate gets to pick a category. Would you like a movie?
Or does Kulop get to pick? No, it is me.
Kulop doesn't, no.
Isn't she out?
Who's out? Oh. Nobody's out.
Oh, I guess I forgot how to play this.
Yeah, well, it happens to the best of everyone. This is a game that only I know how it's played.
I think I don't remember how it's played.
So yeah, so okay. We'll start with Kate.
And
then go to Ricky. And Kate, you get to pick a category. Would you like three letters? That's movies with three letters in the title.
Okay.
I'd give you examples, but I don't want to give away the right one. Mm-hmm. Thar She Blows, which is movies that feature at one point or another in the film a blowjob sequence. I know, that narrows it down considerably. There's not enough blowjobs in American movies, if you ask me. Canadian movies are full of them.
And then based on a two story, which is movies with the word house in the title. Based on a two story.
Two story.
I get it. let's do the house one.
Okay, house it is. This house movie is from 2009. Leonard Maltin gives it 2.5 stars. He says it's the story of a college sophomore and that the director of the film also scripted it and edited it. And there are 6 names, and no one on this stage is going to know this movie, is my prediction.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, so it's a tough one. How many names do you think you can get it in?
I don't know. 6?
You got to. That's the bid if you don't know.
Name that movie.
I see a pattern
here. Oh, shit.
Here. Okay.
Ricky wants to take this shit down right now. All right, good luck, Kate.
Thank you.
I'll say once again, it's about a college sophomore, and the director also scripted and edited the movie.
What year was it?
2009. And also, Howard, you don't have to worry about it.
Just trying to exercise my mind.
Two and a half stars, and your 6 names are, and again, I'll remind the audience, please don't yell out if you know it, A.J. Bowen, D. Wallace, formerly D. Wallace Stone, now she's just D. Wallace, Greta Gerwig, Mary Woronov, Tom Noonan, and Jocelyn Donahue.
Oh, geez.
What movie do you think this is with the word house in the title?
The House Bunny.
That is a terrific guess.
Thank you.
I think Anna Faris would have been one of the 6 names.
I know.
As would
Colin
Catherine
Hanks.
McPhee and all those other people that were in that.
Emma
Owen Benjamin.
Stone.
Our friend Owen Benjamin. Yeah. What?
I'm just naming other people in the house, Bunny. That's okay.
It's, you know, I knew going into this that this was a tough one, and I appreciate you giving it an effort. But directed by a former guest on the show, and hopefully a guest again after this incident, Ty West, the movie is called The House of the Devil. Ooh. House of the Devil. And that means that Ricky Lindholm is our winner.
Woo! Ricky!
Congratulations.
Taking it down.
Wow. Ricky did.
Congratulations.
Yeah, where's Elizabeth? Come on up here and get your prizes. Let's hear it for Elizabeth, everybody.
Yeah, cake for a cake.
I'm sure you already have this month's Ebony magazine, but congratulations. And enjoy the cake that says you're welcome. Now, you have an option. You can just take the cake out of the wrapping and throw it at Howard if you'd like.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God.
Have you ever had a cake thrown at you?
Yes, I did.
Ricky's about to do it with her cake. It's a big cake night. Thank you so much for playing and winning. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Elizabeth took it down. And now, where's Caleb at? With the Freddy Krueger doll. Come on up here, Caleb, because I'm going to get your who you'd like me to call a shithead here at the end of the show. Oh, you're supposed to think of one? You got one? What do you mean you're the only one? We're going to get another person. There's more than one loser. But here, just write it down here on the top of this white piece of paper. Just anyone that you want me to call a shithead. I know, as a Canadian, you probably don't have a lot of anger towards any particular... politician or group of people or anything. Oh my, really? Okay, that's a friend. They'll get a kick out of it. All right, congratulations on that. Do you want your doll back? Yeah. You have to have your inarticulate doll back case Galactus shows up. And who were you playing for? Oh, well, you've got it written on the back there, Howard, so I'll just take that from you for a second. But
Sorry, Paula.
You'll get to still enjoy all these delicious Starbursts. And by the way, Starburst is not a promoter of this show. And so I am free to say that Starburst tastes like fucking bullshit.
I actually like Starburst. I like
Starbursts are good.
I like them. They're delicious. And Kate, your Danny wrote the name on the back of his, right?
Yep.
So I can remember that one. I can totally remember that one.
Danny.
Do you guys have anything you want to plug before we go? Starting with Kate McCucci down there on the end.
Can we say Ricky and I have an album coming out on Tuesday?
Slippery Oh, when
nice. Congratulations!
Woo! What's that album called?
It's called Slippery When Moist.
Yeah.
And it's all about Kate.
It's just like the Kate
from Elisabeth.
Slippery When Moist.
Moist is funny.
It is.
I wanted to call it Best Friends Forever.
That's real.
Wow, I can't believe you lost out to the funny title for your comedy album. That is cute, though. Maybe the next one. We'll see if you remain best friends. Then we'll figure it out. So is that you? Do you have the same plug, Ricky, or do you have anything else going on?
My podcast comes out every Tuesday. It's called Making It. It's on Nerdist.
Yeah,
check it out. Woo! Woo! I have an episode with Doug Benson. It's really good.
I was on it. Very disappointed because she's like, "Will you do Making It with Ricky Lindholm?" I was like, "I will make it with Ricky Lindholm." And she's like, "No, we're just going to talk about your success in life." Because seriously, you guys, I've succeeded in life because I'm high right now. Doing my job, high out of my mind. But thanks for having me on there, Ricky, and check it out. It's called Making It with Ricky Lindholm. And of course, Howard Kramer and Kulop are the co-hosts of Who Charted?
Who Charted? Every Wednesday morning.
Every Wednesday.
Earwolf.com. And then we have a second show every Friday that we just started doing called Two Charted.
Two Charted. Pick it up.
Two Charted.
What the fuck is that? Just the two of us? Two Charted.
No guests. No guests.
We do charts. We do quizzes. For instance, does anyone know where the album Slippery When Wet was recorded? Where was it recorded? What city? Vancouver, Canada. We do it better.
Wow, that's kind of a fucking softball. Like, why didn't you go with something harder? Like, where are we now?
Granville. I got it.
All right, so listen to Who Charted and Two Charted, and Howard's probably out on the road doing comedy and stuff.
I got shows. We're going to do shows at South by Southwest. So I'll be doing stand-up at Sasquatch if you want to drive down there. And what else?
You have a website, H.
A website, www.hkremer.com. Pick that up, buy some stuff. Twitter, Kulop.
@Kulop. @HKremer.
Right?
Yep, that's us.
Okay.
And if you're in the LA area, come see me and Brendan Walsh do stand up comedy at Nerd Melt. The Meltdown Comics has a thing in the back called Nerd Melt, based on Chris Hardwick's industry of nerd stuff, and we'll be doing that on Saturday, February 25th at 4:20. Once again, let's hear it for my guests.
Thank you, Vancouver.
Kulop Vilaysack, Howard Kramer,
thanks,
Ricky Lindholm,
thank you,
and Kate McCucci. And thank you guys so much for coming out. I'm so happy so many people came to this. We added this show when tomorrow's show sold out, so we added this one, and I appreciate all you guys coming out for it. And as always, Taylor Mapins is a shithead. Jaleel White is a shithead. And keeping to an odd theme, Betty White is a shithead.